ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and a Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, David.
Michelle, as we just heard, Jackie Lambie, what did you make of that? It sounded she was pretty willing and ready to back the Liberal government.
Well, yes, she was, but as I think she indicated, really, there's not much choice, but she will be wanting some concessions in return for that support where she can get them, or at least her new members will.
Yeah, what do you think more broadly the result of the Tasmanian election tells us?
I think it does tell us that people are turning off the major parties. This has happened, of course, nationally. We've seen this, but I think it's going to continue. And that's a big problem for the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, and one that's very hard for them to solve. I think also more generally, if you look at the national picture, you are seeing people liking so-called community candidates, smaller parties, but also people who are making their pitch as representatives of their own areas. And that, again, is a big challenge, I think, for the main parties.
What about the religious discrimination bill that we are seeing debate on in federal parliament, even though we haven't seen the draft legislation at all? Where's that debate likely to go this week?
Well, just a point to start with, I do think it is bad that the government is not making this draft available for public scrutiny. It is trying to make all this an inside deal. The opposition have the draft, the stakeholders are given the details, but not the public, and that's bad. As for where it's going to go this week, Mark Dreyfus, the Attorney General, is going to brief tomorrow the opposition, Senator Cash, also the Greens and crossbenchers. And so he's hoping that this will progress the debate, that internal debate, if you like, towards some sort of consensus. But I think this is a very difficult task to get general agreement. Certainly, you've had some criticism from the stakeholders, and it's going to be hard to get everyone into a common tent here.
Yeah, it really will. And yet the government has said that without bipartisanship, this won't proceed. And as we heard just from Tony Burke just then, the government really is trying to, I guess, blame the opposition for that that possibility, if that does occur. Do you think the public will sort of buy that, or will they hold the government primarily to account on this?
I tend to think that apart from the particular groups and stakeholders, most people do not have this as a priority. Most people are concerned about cost of living issues and the like, and I think that this is very much down their list of concerns. So I don't think that it's necessarily a problem if it doesn't get dealt with, if it doesn't get passed. It's going to be very hard for the opposition to give support because it's divided within itself. And then you've got the point that really neither side wants a major divisive debate on this running up to the election. I don't think there are votes in it for them.
We've just got 30 seconds or so left. Over the weekend, a few Liberal pre-selections. Amelia Hamer pre-selected in the seat of Kooyong. Tim Wilson will recontest Goldstein, beating out two female candidates. What do you make of this?
Peter Dutton's priority has been on the outer suburban seats, but the Liberals do have to win these teal seats if they're to make significant progress to getting back into office. I think the Kooyong contest in particular is very interesting because Amelia Hamer, of course, is from a very well-known Liberal family, great niece of a former Premier. So Monique Ryan will at least have a fight on her hands there.
Michelle Grattan, thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.